as she likes to be called. She's the executive director of Children and the Environment, Kate. Shola Alamutu is a graduate of hotel catering from an institute management. Over the years, she has actively been involved in environmental issues through consistent advocacy, including seminars, workshops, and other programs in the print and electronic media. She is a co-author of the award-winning book, Kate Series, Kate Saves the Ecopy Rainforest. She is a partner in Beach Samaritans, which aims to sanitize public beaches in Nigeria through periodical cleanups. Shola Alamutu is passionate about children and young people and is the CEO of Jabez Place, a group that protects minors against bullying, abuse, maltreatment, and rape of minors. She's also the HOD of the Children's Church in Conqueror's Chapel International. Please give a very warm welcome to our own Sister Shirley. Hallelujah. Keep clapping your hands for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. You only have 20 minutes.
Amen. Amen for 20 minutes. Good evening, everybody. It's a privilege to be here this Mothering Sunday to share some important tips to all the wonderful women gathered here today. I find it a privilege to be here with two great women speaking on the same platform as a banker and someone in the health sector. I'm particularly pleased to share the platform with Dr. Ngozi Onya, who happens to be my school mother in Queen's College. Even though I have nothing to do with her coming here, but yes, over 40 years ago. Thank you for the wonderful work you're doing in making the health sector excellent. After I left Queen's College, I attended a school in the UK, Abbots Hill, which was, it was more of a finishing school, where we're taught, we're groomed to do things right, then to sleep at the right time, to eat at the right time, to sit right. This shows that etiquette, decorum, and all these things are things that you're not born with. You actually learn. In that school, I had a daughter of the lady-in-waiting of the Queen of England. We had children whose parents were actresses, top actresses, and you know, we had basically people from very well-to-do families, mainly Britons, but we also had people from the Philippines and, you know, all of, very, very few Nigerians. The only other Nigerian that was there before us was the daughter of the late Oni of Ife, Obasanjo Ade. But we all, when we got to school, it didn't matter who your parents were or your background was. We all had to learn etiquette, decorum, and how to do things right. And I've been told to talk about the excellent woman, and I'm talking about this in the terms of her demonstrating etiquette and decorum. Excellence. Let's start with the definition of excellence. There are many definitions, but I'll take these ones. Excellence is possessing good qualities in high degree. It's outstanding features. Is the pinnacle of perfection. Decorum is propriety in manners and conduct, while etiquette rules the governing socially acceptable behavior. You know, we feel, particularly with the rights of a woman and all that, I'm a human rights activist, by the way, but even in all of that, I know that there are certain behaviors that are proper and those that are not proper. You know, just even seeing the other speakers alone, you have an idea of backgrounds. We have somebody in the health sector in a nice skirt and top, and the banker. And then me, who is into culture and into arts and the environment. if I'm in my regular environment where it is I practice culture, if I go in my shorts and my African wear, I will be totally in place. If I went to your hospital or the bank, I'll be totally out of place. So we need to dress according to the environment that we are going in, not just how it is you feel like. And so the underlying principles for what it is I'm going to give as tips today is from Luke 6:31, which is that just as you want men to do to you, you also do likewise. As excellent women, we ought to desire to model the highest standard of social and professional manners. According to Deborah Smith Pigs, she said, we ought to learn not only to do things right, but to do the right thing. And we all know that God always wants us to do the right thing in all circumstances. And these tips will help us become confident enough to do so. There's so much to talk about, but I've tried to narrow down what I think is quite important. I'll start with common courtesies, which I have called PETS, P-E-T-S. P is please. You need to say please when you're requesting anything from anybody, even a child. A lot of people, because it's their child, say, go and open that door. Go and bring that for me. Please go and open the door. Please bring that book for me. It doesn't matter what age the person is. Please. Don't back orders at people and then you expect them to be warm to you. It's not very likely. E stands for excuse me. When you interrupt, when you inconvenience, when you annoy somebody, or you cause a person any kind of discomfort or irritation, even if you don't feel like it, because sometimes you don't actually feel that you've actually done anything wrong. You don't feel that you've actually irritated that person because you're thinking, what's wrong with what I did? But if the person has shown that they are, then excuse me. I was talking with a friend outside there, and Bosse wanted to come in between us. She said, excuse me. And I said, oh, wonderful. That's what I'm going to be talking about today. Excuse me. Some people just go in. It's like, well, I didn't disturb them. They were, you know, continue the conversation. But it's rude. It's wrong. We need to say, excuse me. T stands for thank you. Whenever anybody extends a kind gesture or courtesy to you, no matter how small, don't wait for it to be a big thing. Okay? Thank you. My friend was telling me that he sent some money to his mom and he had spent so, you know, time gathering it. He really didn't have much. And one day, 2 days, 3 days, he didn't even know whether she got the money or there was just no acknowledgement. And he felt so upset and he called just in case she hadn't gotten the transfer. She said, oh yes, I got that money. He said he was so upset about it. It wasn't like it was the money, but it's just like, you didn't even tell me. No acknowledgement whatsoever. You know, people do appreciate when it is you say thank you. So somebody opens the door for you, thank you. Okay, you go to a bank, for example, and somebody stands up for you, maybe because you're a lady or maybe you're carrying a baby. Thank you. But sometimes you do things for people and they just take it for granted. We shouldn't take people for granted. S stands for sorry. It's all about humility. We really need to be humble because that's how Christ was. Christ was humble. Christ, somebody who was able to wash servants' feet. Sorry. Sometimes you feel, I didn't do anything wrong. But the person says, you hurt me. You have hurt me. You didn't feel the pain. I did. So, sorry. I'm so sorry I hurt you. Even if you don't feel, I'm sorry that I actually did, but I'm sorry that you actually feel pain. Say you are sorry. Even if you call the wrong number, if you make a call, don't just hang up. I'm sorry, it's the wrong number, before you put down the phone. If you are in the elevator or the lift, don't cross and reach over to the panel. I'm telling you, the things that people do, and then some of us have done it, and some of them are thinking, oh my God. Ask permission from the person that's nearest to the panel. please could you press number 2 or number 3 or whatever it is, you know, or excuse me. It's really important that we treat people, like I said, the way we want to be treated. Smile. A smile. When I was growing up, I learned a song. It says, a smile is such a funny thing. When I smile at you, you smile at me, and so one smile makes two. Smile. It shows your mental attitude, and it can actually affect the other person. Someone might be having a terrible day, and you just smile at them. They might feel, why is this person smiling, you know? But you smile again, and, you know, eventually they might just be like, well, maybe it's not so bad after all, and they smile back, and it cheers them up. You know, life is not always just about you. Think about other people. Then listen. I was told that, and some of us may have heard it, that we have 2 ears and 1 mouth, so that we can listen more than we talk. Okay? So listen more and talk less. Be a listener. It's not when somebody is talking with you. I mean, we talk about cell phones. I'll say a little bit about cell phones. That's when it is you now get busy and you're pressing, you know, and all that. Somebody is talking. If somebody comes to talk with you, whether it is they're at work or not at work, they have something to say. They want to unburden something, want to bring something out. Just take a few minutes to listen. Just listen. That's all you have to do. Just listen. And if you have something to say, say it. If you don't have anything to say, just listen and say you don't have anything to say. And then don't interrupt people when they're talking. Even if, yes, you know, some people talk and they talk and, you know, sounding very windy, windy and all that. If you really can't stand it anymore, just raise your finger. Excuse me, I have something to say. Or I want to quickly say something so I don't forget. People say that a lot and I'm like, can you just write it down? Because I might forget what I want to say as well, you know. But take permission. Don't just start, you know, but and then both of you are talking at the same time. That's not nice. And then greet people. You know, when we're growing up, you greeted everybody. Whether you knew them or not, you just greet people. It was just a natural thing to do. I was at an event the other day, and this lady walked past me, and I know her. I've seen her a couple of times. And I beckoned to her, and I told her, and she said, I don't greet people I don't know. And I thought, And anyway, I don't greet people if I don't make direct eye contact with them. And I thought, if she owned a place, I'll never come back there. Never. Never. How could you even say that? How can you expect people to come to you and you say you don't greet? And I was talking to somebody a few days after that and said, oh, I've noticed that about her. So what happens? People just avoid her. Just avoid her. And especially the young people, they think it's cool. It's not cool. There's nothing cool about it. I tell my daughter, I insist, greet everybody you meet, particularly older people, but greet everybody. If you meet people on the street, greet them. Good morning, hello, whatever it is. Just greet people. And like I said, just about the smile, you might just be cheering them up. You know, maybe they've had a hard day, or maybe, just like Dr. Ndozi said, they have issues at home, you know, and maybe their husband didn't even greet them that day. You know, maybe they're quarreling, and somebody's like, ah, somebody is even greeting me. You'd be surprised how it is they might react to you. So let's learn to greet people. Now, when somebody comes into the room, it's, I can say, the person who comes in into that environment where people are already there should be the person to greet. But if you are in the environment already and the person comes in and doesn't greet, just say hello or good afternoon or good evening. Don't, you know, hold on and say, he didn't greet me, or he didn't greet me, and I was here before him. We do that a lot here. I'm not saying here in church in Nigeria. You know, it's such a big thing. But really, it isn't a big deal. Just saying hello, or how are you? Now, of course, if you're in the hospitality industry, or you're in customer service, you need to be the person who greets them, because you need to welcome them into your environment. And that's what is some of the things I tell people a lot, and they don't seem to realize that that's how it's supposed to be. They're so used to, no, I'm the one that is there. I'm like, but you're running an establishment, and you want me to come there again, and you're waiting for me to greet you. I don't get it. I think a lot of our customer services in banks and the establishment really need a lot of training. They say they train them. I don't know what they're training them on, really, because we have seem to have some of the worst customer service in this country. Really, really. So many times when I go to places, I end up having to complain. I'll complain. And the sad thing is, quite a lot of places when I complain, is that at the end of the day, everybody comes to say sorry, apart from the person who actually did something wrong. Everybody, you see everybody running around, especially a few places where perhaps I know the MD or something, and they're like, she's going to go to the MD, and she's going, you know, and they're running up and down the place. I'm thinking, but the culprit is not sorry. So she has to be punished. I took a group of children to a hotel once, and the lady was so rude, and I insisted that she was going to be punished. And all she could do was walk up and down the place. Some people came here to sack people. Some people came, she was not sober at all. And I said, I was going to take those children away from there. I do not want children to believe that that's the proper way to behave, because it's not. Eventually, she was asked to go home. But I seriously was going to take my money back and take those children away from there. We really need to be able to behave ourselves, whether it is we are in a good mood or not. You know, we tell people, if you work for me, whatever problems you have, we all have problems, just put them at the gate. Come in, do your work, pick it up again, and go back home. If you want to talk to me or discuss with me about it, then that's a different matter. But you're not going to take it out on the customers, because it's not their fault. Now, Dr. Ngozi has spoken about cell phone. So I'm going to talk about the cell phone etiquette. I'm sure we all have cell phones here. And I mean, even mechanics, tailors, everybody uses a cell phone now. Now at work, it's important that we turn off our phone and only check the messages during a break at intervals. A lot of us don't. Remember something, God is watching, and so are your co-workers. Colossians 3:23 says, whatever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not to men. Anywhere you are working, just think about it, I'm working for God. Not even for your boss. That should help you to do the right thing. Find a private place to make your phone calls, especially when you have a meeting, and say, excuse me. Now again, you're having a conference, and then you put your phone on the table. Don't put your phone on the table. Even if it is on vibration, can you imagine there's a meeting going on, and your phone is dancing on the table? I mean, please. You know, it's rude, it's unprofessional, it's unbecoming of an excellent woman. Now, in non-office situation, make every effort, do the same thing. Take your phone, cell, away from public places, be mindful of your volumes. Some people have loud voices. If you have a loud voice, try to lower it when you're making a call. Try, make an effort. When you're in a public place, then also tell the person who has called you that you're in a public place. And, you know, whatever it is you have to say has to be very brief. I really don't want to be part of your conversation. I don't want to be. I'm not part of it. Why are you forcing me to be part of it? If you can't avoid it, please use a text message, okay, if you must exchange some information. Lastly, I'm going to go to church ethics. The Apostle Paul encourages us not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together in Hebrews 10:25. Now, the church is one place where everybody should be accepted, you know, as regards our pedigree, the financial status, and so on. However, there is a standard of etiquette that should be observed. One, dress appropriately for the house of God. Avoid revealing outfits that may distract the opposite sex. For example, low-cut tops, high-skirt splits, tight pants, and of course, if you're wearing a skirt that rises above your knees, please refrain from sitting in the front row. Unless, like somebody I know here, unless you have a scarf or a handkerchief to cover your legs. Generally, do not consume food when service is on, and please don't chew gum. Yes, some people know what I'm talking about. Don't chew gum, especially when you're making noise with it and blowing it up. That's so disgusting. If you must enter or leave the service while it's in progress, as much as possible, avoid using the center aisle. You're distracting the person who's speaking. And definitely you don't go in front of the pulpit or the podium. Now, if you must come with your child for whatever reason, try to sit near the church aisle or at the back, you know, so that you can make a quick getaway if you want to. Now, refrain. I know sometimes you have something you have to say is very important, but refrain from engaging in loud, jovial conversations during service. And as in other public places, put your phone on silent. I don't know why. I think that the best thing to do is, as you're getting in, just put on your phone, because sometimes phones are ringing and people are looking and you're thinking, did you forget or something? And they're thinking, it happened a few days ago and a friend was, she was about to say, why did somebody leave their phone? She was, it was her own phone. She had forgotten. Lastly, one of the worst places that I find toilets, I'm going to talk about toilet etiquette, is in the churches. And it's really, really, really unfortunate. You know, people just abuse the toilet. They pee on the floor rather than the toilet bowl. And then they don't flush. You know, please learn to wash your hands. And when I say wash your hands, there's a difference between washing and rinsing, please. If you use water, you are rinsing. If you use soap, then you're washing. Okay? So you need to wash your hands before and after use. Why do you want to wash before? I'm sure Dr. Nia will tell you, you've been touching all sorts of different things, and then you're going to touch yourself. And, you know, you might just infect yourself. And then a lot of times people go to people's houses and they don't flush. Why? They think there's no water. Did you ask? You ask them, did you try? No, you have just assumed there's no water. Why? Why can't you just ask and flush the toilet, for goodness sake? You know? So, and then when there's an event, oh my goodness, and God, this is the house of God. An event is over, and you look at it, and it looks as it's a massive dustbin. People have just left their takeaway packs, their drinks, and everything all over the floor, waiting for somebody to clean it up. Why? Why can't you just pick up your trash after yourself, find the dustbin, and put it there? Like I said, I started at the beginning, Luke 6:31. Just as you want men to do to you, you also do likewise. Thank you.